Or Rishon, the first Kayin, was Barosh Uberegel. He was holding the head, and he was also holding the right, left foot, the first Kayin was holding. Now, Harosh Biminoi, he held the head of the animal in his right hand, V'chotumai Kalpezroya, and the nose of the animal, like, was facing towards his arm, the karnav, and the horns of the animal, they just placed them between his hands, like that's the way he grabbed the hold of it, U'beishchitosai, Milmala, and the place where the shchit was on, that was facing upwards. And the hapeder nosen olehav, that we had before, the fats they put on top of this base of shchit to cover it up. That's where this coin carried in his right hand, and the oregol, the right left, the right back leg, that was shoyimin, the oregol shoyimin, the back right leg, that was the small, that was with his left hand, he carried it. U'beis oyre lachutz, and the base oil is a place where like, they started to skin it, that was klape chus, that was towards the outside. The inside where they started to skin the animal, that side was munach klape chus, that side was poured towards the outside. And the place where they actually cut it, that was on the inside. Now Hasheni, the second kayin, b'shtei yodayim, he was holding the two front legs. Shayimin b'yaminoi, the right leg in his right hand. Shel smol b'smol, the left hand, the left leg in his left hand. U'beis oyre lachutz, the same thing. The way the starting of the skinning was towards the outside. Hashlishi, the third kayin, bo'ikitz. He was holding bo'ikitz at the backside. U'varegel, and also with the left back leg. Ho'ikitz b'yaminoi, the backside he was holding with his right hand. For the alia monodelis ben esplice, and we had before the tail was attached to it, and that hand was hanging down in between his fingers, like he could grab hold of it well. And the etzpa covered the lobe of the liver, which they cloyes in the two kidneys, imai, was hanging down by this part of the oikets. That's what he had in his right hand. Now the oregel shall smile, and the back left leg was the smile, was with his left hand. Ubeis Oroi Lachut, the same thing. The Beis Oroi was facing outside. Horevi, the fourth Kayin, was Bechose, he was holding the breast. Uvager in the neck. Hechose Biminoi, the breast was like in his right hand. Vihager in the neck part, that was the small in his left hand. Vitzaloise ben Espoise, and the ribs that were holding attached to it, that was between his hands, so he could get a good grip on it. Hachamishi, the fifth Kayin, was b'shtei defanos. He was holding the two flankers, the two sides. Shoyimin b'yaminoi, the right side was in his right hand, and the shel smol b'smol, the left side was in his left hand. And also, based on the place where they cut the skin from, that was b'chutz on the outside. Hashishi, the sixth Kayin, the krovayim, he was holding the intestines. Hanesunu b'bozach, that was like in a golden spoon, the golden ladle, that's what they had it in. Ukrayim agabayim, that we had before, he cut off on the four legs, the bottom part of the legs, from the ankle downwards, so the four legs, the four ankles, like, were put into the intestines. Agabayim amal, on top of it. Hashvi, the seventh kohen basolus, was holding the flour to make the mincha of the nesachim. Hashmini, the eighth kohen, the chavitim, was holding the mincha that the kohen gadol is brought from the kohen gadol, the chavitim. Hachi, the ninth kohen b'yayin, was holding the wine that's brought from nisach hayayin for the korban atavit. So that's why I have these eight and nine kohanim. Now, holochol, they all went, on his sonim, they put it down, mechatzi hakeves ulamatim amaravai. It was since they started to carry it towards the mizbeach, and now while they were going up, they put it down on the bottom half of the plank. The plank itself, the kevis, was 32 amis long. So on the bottom, 16 amis. The marava, it was on the west, on the marav, on the west side of the plank. The plank itself was wide, 16 amis. So it means on the eight amis towards the marav side. They put it down there. On Molochim there, they would salt all these pieces. Now the kind of the yodah, they went down of all them lishkas agozis. The kind of went lishkas agozis, Likra Shema, they want to say Shema now. Some say they davened there then, but now they made a tefillah. Before they went to burn the actual korban, they first went to say Kriya Shema, they first went to daven.
Now the Gemara says, Tana we learned, Yad v'regol kakedus yitzchus ben Avram. That's what the Mishnah started off, the parish started off to say that Lohoyu kriftin es atle, they did not stam tie up the tle. And the makidin oisav, they were tying up like an akedah. What does that mean to say? So the Gemara says, we need to say, like akedahs of Yitzchak and Avraham means the Yad V'Regel. They did not tie up the two front together and the two back together, but one front and one leg they tie together. Then it says in the Mishnah that Lohoyu kriftin es atle, they did not stand tie up the tle. So Mer says, my time, why not? That's a machlokes. Ravun of Rav Chisda. Chadoma one says, Mishum bizoyin kodshim. It's a bizoyin to have kodshim tied up. It doesn't look nice. Therefore, they did not tie it up. But rather, just made like an akedah, just a yad of a regal together. The Chadoma one says, Mishum demahalech b'chuki yanam, because that's the way the goyim used to do it. When the goyim would bring a sacrifice for their avoid the zoram, they would tie it down. Therefore, we should not do like them. It's not an Indian, we're not supposed to tie it down. So, Mer says, my benai, what's the difference between the two reasons? In Kibbana, the difference would be, the kafte dishroi, let's say you want to tie it down with silk, with expensive silk. In Amni Rils, behutza, or the Shita says, I guess it should be behuta to the haba, with a string of gold. So, if the tam is mishum bizoin, the kotshim, here there's no bizoin, here it looks nice. Adarab, using gold, it's something nice, it'd be okay. But the time is Mishum Chukka Amim, still we should not use it. Tanan Hosam, what's the Mishnah in Shkolim that says that Shloisha Esrei Shukhonos Hoy B'Migdash? That's our Girsa, that there were 13 Shukhonos in the Beis HaMigdash. Some have the Girsa Asora, there were 10 tables in the Beis HaMigdash. Shmoina Shalshais, 8 of them were made out of marble. The Beis HaMitpachayim, that was in the Beis HaMitpachayim, near the Shechita, Shaleya Madichin Esrakabayim, on top of these tables, they used to wash out the intestines. Days, the other two tables, the Marovo Shokevis, was on the west side of the Kevis of the Mizbeach, on the west side of the plank. Echot Shoshayish, one was made out of marble, the Echot Shokesa was made out of silver. What did they do with these two? Al Shoshai, the table was made out of marble, Mason Esayvorim. They used to put the pieces of meat, Levorim. The Al Shakesav, and the one that was made from silver, Klishoros, they used to take out the Klishoros. We had before, they used to go into Lishkas and take out 93 Klishoros. So all those 93 Kelim used to put down on this table of silver. These were the 10 Shukhanas in the Beis HaMikdash. Now of Ulam, by the Ulam, Shinaim Mibifnim, he had two tables inside the Ulam. Al Pesach HaBayis, by the entrance over there, by the door to it. Echad Shel Kesef, one was made out of silver. The Echad Shel Zav was made out of gold. That be of Lashon HaSilver, I think the box says, it was made out of marble. One was from marble, the Echad Shel Zav. Al Shel Kesef, Al Girsas Kesef, Neis Ben Lechem Aponim B'Chnisosim. They used to bring in the new Lechem Aponim every Shabbos. Used to carry it inside, put down the new lechems on this shulchan made out of shayish or kesef, and then take off the old lechem that were on the shulchan the whole week, and then they took it off of the al shel zov on the other side, the one of zov b'tziyosai. When they would take out the lechems off the shulchan apanim, they would put it down on the shulchan shel zov. Why? Shemalin b'kodesh leimaridim. You always go up and not down. So let's put it on something more chashiv, that would be called Meridin. Therefore we start out with Kesef or Shayish, and then at the end we put it down on gold. Now the Yechot Shel Zov, like here we're starting now with Taka 13, the 13th one, the Yechot Shel Zov Bifnim, that was the real Shulchan on the Pnim, in the Kachim, Sheolot Lechem Aponim Tomid, that's where the Lechem Aponim was on it the whole week. So this is Michti, let's see. We know there's a Klal of Eina Niyos B'mokam Ashiris. The Mokum Ashirus of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Anias, we don't play poor. Says so, Amayabdi the Shayish, how come Bechlau they made these 8 Shulchanos of Shayish? The Beis Mitpachayim, why? Nevdu the Kesef, Nevdu the Zov, let them make them all from silver, them all make from gold, how come we play cheap and make them out of Shayish only? So my answer is, Amar Rav Chinuno B'Shem Rav Asi, Abbas, he says over b'shem Reb Shmuel ba Reb Yitzchok, the Neishu Masiach. The fact is that gold or silver becomes hot, and so when you're washing off the intestines on it, if the table will be hot, we're afraid it may ruin the meat. So therefore, the debosser should not become spoiled. Rabbi Dafka want to put it shall shine shall marble that always stay cold. Then the Mishnah then says shall shachar. The Mishnah says the tomer hashachar, how you nishchot and the shchita was done al keren mizrachis tzvoinus. The shchita was done near the keren of mizrachis tzvoinus. Or somehow the girsa should be tzvoinus marovis near the northwest side of the mizbeach. That's where it was done. On the tzofen side of the azara of the mizbeach, but on the near the corner of the tzofen marovis or else mizrachis tzvoinus. How do we know this? The difference between where you make the shechita of the korban atomer shel shachar and the korban atomer shel bein arba'im. Some of Chizda says because the Yom HaKor, the pasuk says shnayim layoim. You bring two korbanos, two tamidim layoim. So we dashim kineged layoim, the opposite of the day. Meaning to say in the morning the sun comes up in mizrach. So therefore on the opposite side facing mizrach, that's where they made the shechita. So they made it on the tzofen marav side, which faces towards the mizrach. And by evening, it was just the opposite. Bein Abayim, and then the sun was in the Marav side, so he did it the opposite way. Tani Nami Yochi, we learn like this also. We learn this also. When the pasuk says, Shnayim Layoim, Yudashna means, Kineged Hayoim, towards where the sun rises or the sun goes down. Toim, you're telling me it means, Neged Hayoim, near the sides of the day where the sun goes up or down, or yeah, maybe not that way. And the Chayv Asiyam, it just means, Shnayim Layoim means there's a Chayv to bring to a day. We don't know where the shechita should be. So Moses says no. Kishuim, when the pasuk says later, Es hakeves echot tasa v'boiker, v'yeis hakeves hasheni tasa ben abayim, harechoy v'siyei mama. Those psukim are talking about the zechoyv to bring two tamidim a day. And so, ha'omohani mekayim, what do we do with the first pasuk that says, shnayim layoim? So dashni means, neger ayoim, means it's facing towards where the sun is. Okay, so how does it come out? Tomit shal shachar v'yonishcha v'shkita. The morning was done. Our Karen Svenis Maravis. Alright, the west side facing towards the Mizrach. Our Tabash Nia by the second ring there. V'shal bein abayim on the Kormit. Bein abayim on ishcha v'shkita was done. Our Karen Svenis Maravis. On the north, east side. Facing towards the Marav side. Our Tabash Shnia on the second hook. Over there by the base of the Tchaim. So kids, that's how we know that the shechit of each one was done in a different place. Then, now the Gemara says, Asar Adwarm, 10 things, Shol Alexandri, and Asandri is Muktim Ezikli HaNegev. He asked them 10 different questions. Omelahem, yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next thing. You have the? Yeah, Lamar from base, the bottom Gemara. That Asar Dvorim Shol Alexandrios Muktin Ezikni Negev. There were 10 things that this King Alexandrius Muktim asked the Ziknei, Poshmintus Canaan there, the older people, wise people of the Negev in the south. Omalet, he asked them like this. First of all, you're on top of the Flamabase,